Constitutional Journal by Jeffrey St. John. The book is subtitled, A Correspondence Report from the Convention of 1787. This book bears a dedication to Catherine, an animating force in this work and in the author's life. Foreword. The bicentennial of the Constitution has stimulated an outpouring of popular writing and serious scholarship on the Constitution and how it came to be. Mr. St. John's account, both serious and popular, was first published in the Christian Science Monitor as a series of columns from May to September 1987. His Constitutional Journal reveals the magnitude of the task the 55 delegates to Philadelphia undertook, as well as the uncertainty of its outcome. We know, of course, that the meetings of the delegates were closed, secret meetings, which, among other things, made it easier for members who had taken a position one day to change it later without embarrassment. So firm was this rule of secrecy that, in one of his few statements as chairman, George Washington severely scolded some unknown delegate who had carelessly left some of his notes on the debates, later found on the floor by the cleanup crew. St. John's device of simulated daily reports enables the reader to share in the tension of the occasion. It also allows us to behold the transformation of the sessions from a meeting authorized for the sole and express purpose of revising the Articles of Confederation to a constitutional convention that became a great milestone in world political history. These 55 men sat down together and devised, constituted, a new government unlike any in all human history. They did not invent all the ideas, but drew on the great thinkers of Greece, Rome, France, England, and Scotland.